And right now we're going to the phones where we are joined by Joe Horn. He's the author of Everyday Champions, Unleash the Gifts God Gave You, Step Into Your Purpose, and Fulfill Your Destiny. Joe, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tommy and Jeff. How are you this morning?
We're good. We're good. Glad to have you with us this morning. First of all, Tal, you are a busy guy. You got a lot of irons in the fire. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the work that you do.
Thank you. Yeah, I am a busy guy. God has blessed me with a position where I am able to oversee the production of a Christian television program every week called Skywatch TV, where we cover the supernatural, the paranormal, what to do with these beautiful millennials that need Jesus but are so ramped up and so capable of being a part of what we believe is the next great awakening for the kingdom. So we get to produce television. Content's very interesting. It's very cutting edge. It would fit very nicely with your audience from what I know about them. You know, you can learn more about that at skywatchtv.com if you're so inclined. And you can click the link and find out where our programs broadcast. We're on DirecTV, satellite, Roku, YouTube, wherever you get your TV.
Cool. Tell us about your life experience, because that played a big part in getting to you to this point with the book and even your TV series.
Yeah. I grew up under an Assemblies of God pastor named Tom Horn. He's a multi-time best-selling author. I was exposed to very high-level ministry, so I got to see kind of beyond the smokescreen, beyond the shadows of some of the largest evangelical-type religious organizations in the United States. My family and I chaired and boarded various ministries over the last 3.5 decades. So I really had kind of an opportunity to see what real ministry looks like, where fruit is truly being planted for the kingdom, and then what the false, I guess you could say, the false ministry looks like, the ministry that's pretending to be ministry, but for the wrong purposes. The idea that you could exalt yourself, for example, above the kingdom of God, misconstruing scriptures, but representing yourself as some kind of a supernatural, enlightened, you know, spiritual guru for the purposes of growing your own audience, selling your own books, selling your own albums. But at the end of the day, it having very little to do with the actual kingdom work of building Christ's kingdom. But it was kind of a tricky upbringing at times. I was a very troubled youth. Even though I had wonderful parents, I was spiritually confused. Got in tons and tons of trouble at school. So for all you teachers out there that might be listening, or for those students out there listening that might be struggling in school, listen.
There's hope.
There's hope for you. You know, I had OCD, ADHD, problems with focus, problems with behavior growing up. I was the pastor's kid who was the unruly child that Dr. James wrote about, you know, 30 years ago. But all of that life experience amassed into a perspective of getting the privilege of studying under and being mentored by some of the greatest men and women, I believe, that God could have placed in my life at very troubling chapters, which is what I go on to describe in the book, Everyday Champions. And then we dissect what are the actual spiritual gifts that people do flow in. How do you recognize them? What does the scripture say about unlocking them? And how do you operate them in the fullest so that God really can use you for building his kingdom?
And it sounds like despite your past, despite who you are, and you know whether you live the perfect life or you're just always in trouble or struggle, anyone can be a champion.
Oh, that is the premise of the book, and I give some wonderful examples of that. Now, I'm not declaring that I'm the ultimate champion. It's actually quite the contrast. So the whole premise is, look, I was totally lost. I was totally blind, failing in school. My dad, at different chapters, wondered if I would end up in juvenile detention before I was out of high school. I got so many referrals that when I graduated homeschool, I went back to the public school that I had finished in my sophomore year, and I asked them for my file because I wanted my pile of fistfight reports and, you know, suspensions, and I was proud of this nonsense. So I was a very troubled youth, even though I had wonderful parents. So those wonderful parents out there, keep praying your children through, because, you know, you don't ever want to assume that it's all she wrote and the curtain has closed and they're done. My parents were patient. I had great mentors that were not my parents, the extracurricular people in my life. My fifth grade teacher, for example, I write about her in the book. She's a Christian woman, planted seed into my life and made me believe that I was more than what everybody else was saying about me. Everybody else, excluding my parents, of course. But the other teachers, the school system, you know, they had labeled me as a juvenile. They were reinforcing my worldview that I was going to fail. And she dared to say something different about me and speak positive things into my life. These simple little tiny things. She began to tell me that I was a winner, that I was going to be great one day, that I was smarter than the school system, and that's why I had so much cooped up energy. She just went so far. This is one example, and I'm racing through this because I know we've got limited time, but one of the things that Everyday Champions really, really, really does, to the best of my broken ability as a broken man that God has restored and given purpose to, and that is that if you're out there doing the grind work, if you're on your campus and you're wearing paraphernalia that gives praise to Jesus Christ, if you're that light to a friend that you see is being bullied or overlooked by other students, if you're out there teaching children or donating your time to the church, baking the pies for the little kids' fundraiser, if you're the person out there sweeping the floors at the school and working for the church and planting seed into the lives of those people, you are an everyday champion. And whether you know it or not, you've been gifted with spiritual gifts that God really wants you to identify and operate in. And that's one of the things I take on in Everyday Champions, because you are the game changers that are going to turn this world upside down. And what I believe has already started, and it's bubbling up all over the United States as we speak, the next coming Great Awakening.
You mentioned the gifts, and that is a big portion of your book. As you talk about the gifts, you identify the gifts and how God uses them in us. So tell us a little bit about that, about
sure.
the gifting that every believer has, that every believer has been given by God.
Well, we haven't all been gifted equally. Excuse me. We haven't all been gifted with the same gifts. Excuse me, we have been gifted equally, but we've not been all given the same gift. So like maybe my neighbor has the gift of prophetic word. Maybe I have the gift of tongues and interpretation. But when people hear the phrase gifts of the Spirit, and this is one of the things we do in Everyday Champions, they often immediately draw the conclusion that we're talking about those obvious gifts, tongues, interpretation of tongues, healings, miracles, etc. But I believe, as evidenced by the fruit that was planted into my life, that some of the most powerful gifts are the most overlooked and misunderstood in the entire Bible. So look at 1 Corinthians 12:28. It talks about the gift of helps, mm-hmm. governments. And then when you skip to Romans 12:6-8, it talks about the gifts of ministry, teaching, exhortation, giving, ruling, and mercy. What is this? Like, these are gifts in the Bible. Wait. Those might be nice, like, attributes to possess, but these are gifts? these are just as functional and just as powerful. And in my life, as evidenced by my efforts now in ministry, some of the most important ones that impacted me. So let me just give you one example of how the book Everyday Champions highlights these gifts and applies them to your life and helps you kind of reconcile where you might fit in with your particular calling, the gift of helps. The Greek word antilemsis or antilambano literally means helps, which is rendered into English as a laying a hold of. Now, people think that the word helps means to carry somebody's groceries for them or to get the car door for them and to be very handy, very helpful. And while if God has asked you to move in those moments to do something like that for someone, that can be a catastrophic moment in time where God uses that moment. If that's all you think it is, you've completely missed 99% of what that gift is. This is a rescue gift that we're talking about. It's literally a matter of survival. It's not a making something more convenient gift. It's a church cannot survive without it gift. Mary, the mother of Christ, while she was pregnant with Jesus, spoke of this same helps when she was praising the Lord for rescuing the entire world by sending his son. In Luke 1:5-4, she says, "He hath helped Antilambano, his servant Israel, in remembrance of his mercy." God himself is the helper in this verse. And the beautiful thing about all the gifts of the Spirit is that God throughout the Bible becomes the very gifts that he's bestowed upon us. And he himself represents these gifts in the ebb and flow from the first page to the last page of the Bible. And we as Americans have abused these gifts. We've put them on television and put them on display. We've misrepresented them. We've branded in many, 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 many super hyper charismatic circles ourselves as a total circus to the onlooker who is not experienced with the gifts of the Bible. And we've done it for vanity reasons. We want to be presented as someone who's a supernatural high arch, basically grand wizard for God. And yet, if you look at what Bible says in the ebb and flow and the currency by which gifts are bestowed to people, it is, in my view, the small things that we do every single day. Not that there's not a place for those amazing moments, intervention and healing, those big miracles that we see that we marvel at, but the everyday champion often looks an awful lot more like that nice man that carries something for you, who prays for you when you really need help, who reaches out to you because they see a Facebook post and they take the time to call your family. To me, those are the people that are building the kingdom and a part of revival. So I hope I didn't go long, and you can cut me off at any time, but that's on my heart. I just want to encourage your listeners to keep up the good fight. Don't give up on the millennials, you guys. These are the game makers. They just don't know it yet.
Well, it sounds like these are foundational gifts that are a firm rock, that without these people, these gifts, exercising these gifts, the other gifts wouldn't really be possible. It would be more difficult for those other gifts to come about.
There is, but there's a lot to cut through, and that's why in the book Everyday Champions, I did not write this to be a biblical encyclopedia, but I did take every gift in the Bible that we could possibly extract, and we put them into very, very basic layman's terms for the ordinary reader who out there who is not going to theological training or divinical seminars. They just want to know, man, what does God want to do with me? What would God do with me if I just said yes to him? Where would he put me in his kingdom? What are my skill sets? What do I bring to this dance? What is this? And we really walk the reader through that step by step. This is a great resource if you have a pastor that needs encouragement. It's a great resource if you just want to give to somebody. And I'm not trying to sell books, by all means. You can watch these television programs free on YouTube. If you want to go to YouTube and look up Joe Artis Horn, Everyday Champions. I'm not trying to sell anything. But we did write this in mind to be a great teaching resource. And we want people, basically, with the takeaway inside the book.
We're talking with Joe Horn. The book is Everyday Champions, Unleash the Gifts God Gave You, Step Into Your Purpose, and Fulfill Your Destiny. Joe, if folks want to find out more information about this book, how can they do so?
We're actually at SkywatchTVStore.com. That's SkywatchTVStore.com. Offering the book with a whole bunch of other free stuff. We've got a book on how to reach the millennials. What do they actually want? What are they looking for? How do you talk to them? It's called Unscrambling the Millennial Paradox by best-selling author Allie Anderson at SkywatchTVStore.com. Basically, it's when you order the book, you get this avalanche of other stuff free because we want people to have the information.
And if people want to check out your TV show or video, videos, what, same location, same web?
Yeah, you can simply go to skywatchtv.com, and again, there's a click, a link at the top of the website will take you to where all of our syndicated shows are, what state you live in, and where you can follow our program.
Hey, Joe, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
It's been great talking with you.
Good. Yeah, you guys have a great morning and a great rest of the day.